Washington, this is VOA News. Russia has given permission for a major street march to commemorate the slain opposition leader Boris Nemtsov, who was shot to death Friday. I'm David Byrd in Washington. The march takes the place of a planned opposition rally and was approved almost immediately by city officials, who have granted a permit for 50,000 people to gather and march in Nemtsov's memory. Nemtsov was crossing a bridge over the Moscow River with a Ukrainian woman when gunmen drove up and shot him from their car window late Friday. Russia's interior minister said that Nemtsov was shot four times within sight of the Kremlin. An Egyptian court has declared the Palestinian group Hamas a terrorist organization. As Edward Uranian reports, the court said that Hamas targets both civilians and security forces on Egypt's Sinai Peninsula.
The decision by the Court of Urgent Matters declaring Hamas a terrorist organization was a fresh blow to the already isolated Islamist group. Presiding Judge Mohammed Al-Sayed insisted that Hamas was actively working to harm Egyptian security. It has been proven without any doubt, he said, that the movement has committed acts of sabotage, assassinations, and the killings of innocent civilians and members of the armed forces and police in Egypt. Hamas spokesman Sami Abu Zuhri denied the charges, claiming that Egypt had stained its reputation by targeting the Palestinian people and what he called the resistance. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
For more on these stories, please log on to our website, www.voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russian-backed rebels in eastern Ukraine continued withdrawing tanks and other military vehicles Saturday from the front lines, obeying a ceasefire reached in mid-February. Ukraine said there was a decrease in violence Friday night into Saturday. Ukraine's military reported its first deaths in 3 days earlier Friday. A spokesman said three government soldiers were killed and seven wounded in clashes with separatists in the east. President Petro Poroshenko blamed the deaths on Ukrainian rebels, saying they are still violating the ceasefire deal. Thousands of Cameroonians marched through the center of their capital Saturday to oppose the militant group Boko Haram and support troops fighting to stop Boko Haram attacks. Cameroon has joined Nigeria, Chad, and Niger, all of which share borders in the area where Boko Haram is active, in a military coalition to fight the Islamist group. One of the organizers, journalist Gubal Gatama, told VOA that the march is a sign of solidarity with the millions of people suffering because of Boko Haram's activities. Nearly 150,000 people have been displaced inside Nigeria, where Boko Haram is based. 200,000 others have left that area for other countries. In the latest attack, Boko Haram militants killed dozens of traders at a village market in northeastern Nigeria's Borno state. U.S. President Barack Obama says he is committed to middle-class economics and to ensuring that all hard-working Americans get the secure and dignified retirement they deserve. In his weekly address on Saturday, Mr. Obama said most financial advisors are good at prioritizing their clients' futures, but there are some who direct their clients toward bad investments in return for backdoor kickbacks or hidden fees. The president said that is why earlier this week he urged the U.S. Labor Department to update rules and require that retirement advisors put their clients' best interests above their own financial gain.
Middle-class families cannot afford to lose their hard-earned savings after a lifetime of work. They deserve to be treated with fairness and respect. And that's what this rule would do.
Mr. Obama said that bad financial advice that results from conflicts of interest cost middle class and working families about $17 billion per year. And car bombs in Iraq targeted a market and a checkpoint north of Baghdad, killing more than a dozen people Saturday. A car bomb near the market in the town of Balad Ruz, northeast of Baghdad, killed at least five people and wounded 15 others. For more, log on to voanews.com. I'm David Byrd.
That's the latest world news from VOA.